He fidgeted on his robot shoulders and clenched his fist in tight impotence. Why the devil do I see these things 5 seconds after it's all over? Mike, we've wasted hours. We need more oxalic acid, declared Donovan stolidly. The concentration wasn't high enough. 7 tons of it wouldn't have been enough, and we haven't the hours to spare to get it, even if it were, with the monoxide chewing them away. Don't you see what it is, Mike? And Donovan said flatly, No, we were only establishing new equilibriums. When we create new monoxide and increase Rule 3 potential, he moves backward till he's in balance again. And when the monoxide drifted away, he moved forward, and again there was balance. Powell's voice sounded thoroughly wretched. It's the same old runaround. We can push at Rule 2 and pull at Rule 3, and we can't get anywhere. We can only change the position of balance. We've got to get outside both rules. And then he pushed his robot closer to Donovan's so that they were sitting face to face, dim shadows in the darkness, and he whispered, Mike, is it the finish? Dully. I suppose we go back to the station, wait for the banks to fold, shake hands, take cyanide, and go out like gentlemen. He laughed shortly. Mike, repeated Powell earnestly, we've got to get to Speedy. I know. Mike, once more, and Powell hesitated before continuing, there's always Rule 1. I thought of it earlier, but it's desperate. Donovan looked up and his voice livened. We're desperate. All right. According to Rule 1, a robot can't see a human come to harm because of his own inaction. 2 and 3 can't stand against it. They can't, Mike. Even when the robot is half crate. Well, he's drunk. You know he is. It's the chances you take. Cut it. What are you going to do? I'm going out there now and see what Rule 1 will do. If it won't break the balance, then what the devil? It's either now or 3-4 days from now. Hold on, Greg. There are human rules of behavior, too. You don't go out there just like that. Figure out a lottery and give me my chance. All right. First to get the cube of 14 goes. And almost immediately, 2744. Donovan felt his robot stagger at a sudden push by Powell's mount, and then Powell was off into the sunlight. Donovan opened his mouth to shout and then clicked it shut. Of course. The damn fool had worked out the cube of 14 in advance and on purpose. Just like him. The sun was hotter than ever, and Powell felt a maddening itch in the small of his back. Imagination, probably, or perhaps hard radiation beginning to tell even through the insosuit. Speedy was watching him, without a word of Gilbert and Sullivan gibberish as greeting. Thank God for that. But he daren't get too close. He was 300 yards away when Speedy began backing, a step at a time, cautiously, and Powell stopped. He jumped from his robot's shoulders and landed on the crystallized ground with a light thump and a flying of jagged fragments. He proceeded on foot, the ground gritty and slippery to his steps, the low gravity causing him difficulty. The soles of his feet tickled with warmth. He cast one glance over his shoulder at the blackness of the cliff's shadow and realized that he had come too far to return, either by himself or by the help of his antique robot. It was Speedy or nothing now, and the knowledge of that constricted his chest. Far enough. He stopped. Speedy! He called. Speedy!